Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, filling in for a few minutes for Joe Donahue. The regional premiere of Donald Margulies' play Time Stands Still opens tonight and runs through October 15th at the Curtain Call Theater in Latham, New York. After barely surviving a bomb blast in Iraq, photojournalist Sarah Goodwin finds herself caught in a tug of war between her career and the quiet domestic life. Returning home to the care of her longtime lover, James, she's caught off guard by his desire for family and by the simple domestic life pursued by him, her editor, and his much younger girlfriend, Mandy. Two of the cast members join us this morning, our friends Amy Lane and Tom Templeton. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for coming in on the morning of your opening night. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
you don't have to be ready right now. You have hours.
Yeah, we do have hours, yeah, but no. I feel like we are fully prepared to open this evening.
Excellent. So tell us about the show. Tell them a little bit more about the story than what I read in the introduction.
Actually, I think the synopsis is quite astute and perfect. But the story.
No. Basically, what it is the play opens with Amy's character, Sarah, several weeks post injury overseas in the Middle East. And James, my character, her boyfriend, is bringing her home and sort of reacclimating to life in more of a quiet setting, even though I think it's in New York City.
It is in
New York City.
Yeah, definitely. Cool,
And sort of what unfolds from there is James's, I think, being torn between the work that they both love so much, mm-hmm. And the adrenaline that goes along with that. But he's torn between that and a domestic life, staying home, having kids, just really moving in that direction. I think given the upheaval that happened as a result of the injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and your own experiences there too. James's experiences, not Tom's. And it's interesting because you're talking about James's struggles, and I'm thinking like it's Sarah, right? In my head, it's
right,
Sarah.
Of course. Well, you have to think about your own characters.
Well, sure. And so for her, it's her. I always think of her as somebody who is a very physical person, right? So much of her job is moving, mm-hmm. and all of that. And now she is mostly immobilized and trying to wrestle with that physical inability to do what she loves to do, and working back towards getting into that physical shape. And so she can return, but maybe not, because she's been there for so long with her partner, mm-hmm. James, that now he doesn't necessarily want to go. He's not fully committed to the idea of heading back there, though they're trying, I think, for each other's sake, for the sake of their relationship, to find the commonality again. And
sure. I agree. And the reason that, and not just because it's my character, the reason I talk about James's struggle is is mainly because what I get from Sarah is that this is sort of a temporary setback for her.
Right.
And that the injury is just something that needs to sort of be, healed from. Mm-hmm. And that's not the only thing that needs to be healed from.
No.
But that...
There are other...
Yes. I don't know if you want to get into that.
No.
Okay.
Not right now.
But that there are...
Come see the play and you'll find out.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, we can't give it away.
No.
So not being war photojournalists, what kind of research do you do to prepare for the role? Or is everything you need in the text of the play?
I say most of what we need is in the text of the play. With regard to what it's like, I did a lot of looking at books, photojournalists, war reporters. We actually have one or two that we've been using on set. And it's harrowing, the images that they capture and hearing about their lives and the risk that they take every day. It's pretty incredible. And I have a lot of admiration. And I'm kind of also, I have a huge crush on Sebastian Younger, So it wasn't hard to read his stuff.
Sure.
And take a look at that. But yeah, so... I've always been a little bit fascinated by that lifestyle anyway, mm-hmm. personally.
We were very fortunate to have a lot of backstory in the script. For me, though, I focused as an actor much more on the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess I have done some research sort of inadvertently over the years in relationships.
But, haven't we all?
And how, you know, how expectations can change in relationships, and how it's important, I think, for each individual in a relationship to really be true to their vision and what they want for their future, irrespective of maybe what their partner wants, and that can change. Mm-hmm. And that can be really difficult.
Absolutely.
The show is directed by Carol Max. Have either of you worked with Carol before?
I have.
And how? Yeah. What kind of director are we talking about here?
She's
a good one?
Yeah, she is a good one. she really is. She has helped us to deliver what I think is going to be a phenomenal product. And I just want to right now give a shout out to Chris Foster and Allison Tabano, who share the stage with us, who are incredible. I think this is one of those little gems of a show where every piece of it has been really on the same sort of level, which is a really high level, I think. We've held to a high standard for this entire show. Tech, everything about it.
I agree.
Yeah,
this is my first experience at Curtain Call, and it has been a marvelous one. You know, every director sort of has their different style, and Carol's is in some ways a little bit more hands-off in some ways, but I think because of the quality of the cast, myself excluded, I would say she was really able to dig pretty deep, and that the notes and guidance that we're getting is on a different level than I think, you know, some shows that I've been in. I've been very fortunate to be in several quality shows, but you know, being able to dig deeper early on, I think, was really important to us.
How much time have you had to put the show together, and how much rehearsal, how much do you get to work in the space?
I think we started rehearsing back in the beginning of August.
Okay.
And we actually had some pretty intensive weeks of rehearsal. We're more mm-hmm. than normal, I think. And we were fortunate because we're the first show of the season. We're the season opener. Yay. we were able to get on stage and in our environment pretty early. Though I think the set really didn't come together until fully. It's like, it's gorgeous. You should see the pictures. Check it out. Go to their website and really look at the pictures.
You can look at the pictures, or you can come see the show.
Well, that too.
Or both.
Yeah. Yes, please do both. Please do both. It really is going to be an absolutely stunning, I think.
Yeah, the rehearsal process was great.
I'm usually way more modest about these things, but I am so excited about this particular
it's
show.
It's good to
I
be
really,
proud of your,
really
of your work, Amy. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's true. And at one point, so I had done, the last show I did was a play at Cap Rep in the spring. And it was a serious undertaking for me. It was new. That whole professional theater thing was new to me. Mm-hmm. So when Amy asked me about this, I was really reluctant because I was like, I think I need a break for a while to really just sort of take a breath. But then, you know, I knew Amy was going to be in it. Chris was going to be in it. Allison, you know, of course, Carol directing and Jake stage managing. And I just ultimately had to do it. It was just too good to pass up.
And we were so lucky you did. I'm so glad.
You're sweet.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Time Stand Still runs at the Curtain Call Theater in Latham, New York through October 15th. Opening night is tonight. You can find out more at curtaincalltheater.com. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable as soon as I get back to my desk and put it up there. Amy and Tom Breaklegs, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.